holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
The month of June and homosexual pride.
Be holy.
And it was really kicked off when those students got killed. It really kicked that off. The parents are going through now, with the children being gone, like I said last week, you can't hurt them no more. Whoever hurt them before, they're not gonna hurt them again. They're with the hands of the Lord. They're in the hands of the Lord. So we're praying for the parents. The parents are the ones who need all the comfort. Amen. Brothers and sisters need the comfort, but we're praying for the parents. I would never want to be in that situation. So June, for the next 30 years, is the month of praying for the parents. Now, the government will have June be another month. They say June is the month of the Pride Month. That's what they say. But they can say that. That's fine. We're still going to pray for the parents of those who are showing pride. We're praying for the parents. We pray for those who are in that line of life. You know, because we were talking about that the other day. When it's all said and done, right, they could be homosexual or whatever, but underneath all that skin, they're still human beings. They still need to be saved. Amen. It's up to us to give them the truth of the gospel with love, not just throwing the truth out there and let them grab it when they feel it. It's not our duty to totally just yell at people and give them the truth. The truth could be right, but you could be going all wrong about it.
Help, Lord.
See? The one who's going to change them anyway is going to be God. You're not going to be to change them.
Amen.
All you can do is treat them right like you want them to treat you right.
Amen.
Whether they're homosexual or not, you still want them to treat you right.
Amen.
Oh, see, the church got quiet. See?
Amen.
So I got...
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, never mind. June is for the parents. We're praying for the parents. Let's see. What was the other? Let's see. See, I got my notes. Y'all had y'all first announcements. So I got to give y'all these. Next week is Father's Day, right?
Amen.
I need y'all to hand out all those invitations that y'all see out here on the table and on the table in the hallway. Hand them out. Even if they don't come, still hand them out. You never know who they might give them to. Somebody got to encourage the fathers. Let the men say amen.
Amen.
See, somebody got to encourage us. We can't just be holding the fort and holding the strength and being the stone and being the foundation of a thing. Somebody got to help us. So on that day, we're going to encourage the men. Ain't that right, Deacon? See, we need to encourage the men. That's sad when you only one that said amen. You the only one that said amen. That's all right. We're going to encourage each other.
Amen.
I don't hear nothing. That's okay. It's okay.
Amen.
I don't hear no clapping or nothing. That's all right. Next week, make sure you're inviting people. Inviting people and fathers. Now, even if you don't know them, invite them. I got something for them. I'm going to give Jesus to them.
All right.
Now, just because I give them Jesus, right? That don't mean that God don't come in and show them something else. I could be saying one thing and God showed them something else that they need. That's why we trust God. Sunday school, did y'all get time to read last week? I know I didn't order those books and nobody read through. You got to read through those books. That's a help to you.
Yes.
Trust me. It sounds like it's a lot of material, and it is, but maybe you can't read all of it. Maybe you can get a little piece of it and go put it down and get going and whatever else in your schedule you got to deal with. But you got to read that material. That material is going to help you. Like this week's lesson, right, was talking about overlooking those who seem unimportant. That's how we push children away, because they're not important. Let me show you an example. Y'all do it. Children are supposed to be seen and not, see that? See that? That's overlooking the life that God has placed in your hands. That's just an example, but it's a lot of other examples. We walk past people who look like they don't have any money. They ask them for money, but we don't say no. We just, I'm glad I ain't them, and keep moving. If you felt that they could actually change your life, you wouldn't walk past them.
Amen. Help us,
Lord. That's what today's lesson was about. So next week, y'all might want to be ready. Let's see, what else? Reading those lessons. Read through them all the way from Sunday to Wednesday for the prior Sunday, and then from Thursday on to Saturday, Sunday, Friday, whatever days you have, prepping for that new Sunday lesson. We gotta tie church into home. We can't just have church and then have home. Gotta be tied in. Because what you do at home is what you do at church. If you sit on God at home, you're going to sit on God at church. If you proclaim that you love God at home, you're going to proclaim that you love God at church. But if you act like you hate God at home, you're going to act like you hate God at church. And you don't mean to do that, but that's what's going to come out. Because what you practice is what you preach. Deacon, I'm going to need you to set up an amen corner for me, because even Sister Orange got quiet on that. We got tracks. All right. We ordered some tracks last week. They came in last week. I ordered a stamp on, I think it was Thursday. It was Wednesday or Thursday. And it should be here on tomorrow or Tuesday, so we can stamp the tracks. And then when you want to give them out, you give them out. And these are good, like, topics. It's not just come to Jesus tracks. These are the tracks that talk about heal me, Lord.
All right.
I'm hurting, heal me.
Yes.
See, in there is gonna be a little bit of gospel somewhere. But when they read the title, they're looking at the title going, heal me, I'm here. All right, we'll have those for you on next week. Overview of last week's lesson at the church. We had church last week after that baptism. We had good church. We had good church. Now, we went through Romans 10 and 9. We looked at Acts 8. And we read from 36 to 38. That's what we did. Okay. And we had, we were talking about confessing. Nobody wants to talk about that. Confessing is what we talked about. So if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you'll be saved. But you can't say that unless the Holy Ghost help you say that.
Amen.
Right. So confessing, that's a big thing. Like we're going to read this today. James 5 and start at verse 14. Now, mind you, I'm almost done. When I say I'm almost done, I'm almost done. We've already preached and everything. James 5, 14. James 5, 14.
Thank you, Lord.
Beth, are you okay? Well, let's pray now before we even get into this. God, again, we don't know what's going on with Sister Beth. I don't know what's wrong with her. I don't know what she's feeling. I don't know her pain. God, we're asking that you come in and give her some relief. Put her body back the way it's supposed to be. Put the blood back the way it's supposed to be. Put everything back the way it's supposed to be. We're praying for her. She's in pain, and it's hard to preach when you see people in pain. God, we're needing you to come in and do whatever it is that you, not our will, but your will be done in her life. Everybody needs a little relief, Lord, and we're asking on her behalf that she have some relief, that she have some healing. She's been strong this whole time. She said that she's been sick so many years and she's still living. She's thanking you for that. God, we're asking that you touch her body, touch her soul, give her comfort at this time. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right. And you'll see why we had to do that. Here we go. James chapter 5. James chapter 5. I couldn't sit here and preach this and then keep looking at her. You'll see why in a minute. Verse number 14 says this. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Now, we've already been prayed. Now it's time for the oil. Are y'all still with me?
Yeah.
Verse number 14 again. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. So not only did we baptize in the name of the Lord, but we prayed over the sick in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. There's no power in the name of Nard. No power in the name of Gail. There's no power in the name of Moses. Is only in the name of the Lord. That's why we call on his name. Because when it's all said and done, you like me, right? Sometimes. You like me sometimes.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.